Imagine dangers give way to corporeal threats as the heroes find that the ancient keep is very much inhabited, both by the creatures of the swamp and by fouler things. The severity of this threat to themselves and to the town, however, remain to be seen.
And everybody, welcome back to Roll for Intent. I'm your GM, Trevor. Gonna get episode 4 started, but first, looks like Ray, buddy.
Big news.
Seemed to have been having... Huge news. You got big news, real big news,
I got
man.
Big news, so, yes.
Wait a minute. Is that Huge Raymond news. Over there? I can't see him behind that mountain of paperwork.
That's all it is, man. Yeah, I gotta...
Is that tax code?
Oh, yeah, Southern California.
Raymond, I can barely hear your voices echoing in all these giant rooms that you're in.
I don't understand how California can be on fire when you have used all the trees in that paper.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, guys, and just in life in general. I'm getting fined for not showing up to that meeting that I didn't know about because I hadn't moved into my house yet.
Wow. Wait, what's this? How big is this fine, though?
The fine is $1,000.
Are you sure?
For not showing up to a Zoom meeting.
Is that a legitimate charge?
Was this with God?
I don't think so. So basically,
you don't seem to be that upset about it. I would be very upset right now.
I was upset at first, and then I found out that they apparently reached out to me like 2 months ago, and they were like, "You didn't come to this meeting, so we're fining you $1,000." And then they just haven't reached out since. They just haven't said anything to me ever, and I'm like, I keep checking my mail. I was locked out of. So we're gonna rewind here for a sec. I bought this house that was just cement floors and drywall. There was nothing in it.
Is that every house in California?
No, every other house we looked at was move-in ready, except for this one. And so I didn't have the people before me. The lady was in a coma on the East Coast, and that her brother who took care of this house died. He just straight up died. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, we have to pay for all the funeral costs. We're going to sell this house to you as is, way under the value of the house. So we were like, score. But then we were like, hey, do you have the mailbox keys? And they're like, no, we don't know what mailbox it is. And we're like, okay, do you have the front door keys? And they're like, no, we're just going to give it to you as is, and we're not going to give you any information, and you just have to sort of find out everything about the house. So
are you like, sure there aren't any bodies in the walls?
No, I'm not sure. No, I'm sure there's none under the floors because I tore all the floors out. But the walls are a different story. There's like 6 walls that were original. Other than that, I replaced all the walls. But then I finally got into my mailbox like 2 weeks ago, and I had like 100,000 things of mail. And it was like, you didn't show up to this meeting in May. I was like, I didn't even have a key in May. And ever since then, they haven't reached out and told me that I'm getting fined.
Who is they? Is it like the...
Yeah, who is this from?
The HOA. Oh. We apparently... Oh. So here's what sucks. This is the one thing about this house that sucks, is I live on the corner that backs up to the main road. So I have 2 HOAs. The one that's inside my actual neighborhood, and I have 1 fence that hits the back road, and that's a separate HOA for that 1 fence.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
So the first house I bought, we bought a foreclosure, and it had been empty for like 14 months. I called the power company to get the power moved over in my name, to get it turned on, and they're like, or to get it moved to my name. And they're like, sir, power's off in your residence. I'm like, no, it's not. I've got power. Can you like sign it over? Kind of get it put in my name so I can start paying the bill? Sir, power's been off in that building for 18 months. And turns out that somebody had been squatting in the house.
Oh.
And was stealing power. And they wanted me to pay like several $1,000s in back fees for the power and whatnot. But the only reason that I was able to get out of this ridiculous situation with power is I actually knew the CEO of the energy cooperative that provided our power. Like
why would you know that person?
So
who you know.
So I'm an AV, right? I've been an AV for a long time. And we did the boardroom system for them. And I did the boardroom system for him. I did systems in this house. So I was able to just call him up and be like, hey, I'm getting hassled about this. Can you make it disappear? But I can't imagine what somebody without the privilege of being able to do that would have to have gone through to prove that they didn't steal, you know?
So I have a question for you guys in regards to the house. Because I'm such a new homeowner, I got this paper and I'm going to ask you guys, because you guys own home. Most of you own homes, right?
No.
Two of us own homes.
Jake's been in homes that are owned.
Jake is a squatter.
Yeah. So technically, he's in. That's
was Jake the squatter, Trevor? Is that 18 months?
I'm in your walls. I'm in your walls. I'm in your walls. I'm in your walls.
Considering Jake was about 7 at the time, probably not.
Oh, God.
I was not 7 at the time you bought your first house. When you bought,
you're
I,
9
I was 7,
now.
You still lived at home.
No, I got kicked out at that point.
17, yeah. I was 7. You definitely anyway. Didn't own a home then.
That's what you think.
So basically, I got this letter that tells me that my amount due is negative $250.
Congrats. So is that your escrow?
So does that?
So do they owe you $250?
I don't know. So let me read you off the description of the previous transaction. 531. Didn't own the house yet. Opening balance, negative $177. Then on the 9th of June, which I had the house, but I wasn't living here. Looks like the payment of negative $250, making my balance negative $427. And then there was a residential assessment on August 1st, which is not even August 1st yet. What the fuck? Of $177, making my balance $250. Does anybody know what the fuck this means? What the fuck is this?
That sounds like you still owe money, though. I mean, it depends on if
a negative is a negative.
A negative, you owe them money. Well,
it would be a positive or in bold if you had a surplus.
Homeowners associations sound like absolute horseshit. You move in somewhere and then someone's like, give me money. Have you already spent money to acquire property?
It sounds like what happened is you signed onto, you now owe. Like you're cleaning up old debits.
Which honestly, that's really the responsibility of your title company to have figured that one out.
See, and I'm wondering. I'm wondering if that's why. Because if it says balance due, it would be a positive number. It says balance due negative $250, and it says they got a check for $250.
You should write a nice letter explaining that you're not sure how that you can put negative bills inside, but you have somehow enclosed negative $250. They just have to look hard enough.
Yeah. Right.
I just have
I'm
to say
I'm a check. No, I'm just going to write a check that says negative $250. And with a note that's on the note start, it's going to say figure it out. That's what it's going to say.
So I have a feeling that we're cultivating a very specific fan base with this. If they've been able to listen through all this and are still waiting.
Oh, so
for
millennials.
Content.
I'm not sure exactly what fan base I would be, though.
Homeowners who don't understand their bills.
But who also feel strongly about Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Rich white millennials. When I bought my house, I went through all the stipulations and made sure I wasn't part of an HOA, and there used to be one. And for some odd reason, the bylaws still are on the papers.
Well, yeah, your bylaws are that every bylaw that has been on the property since the inception of the property is going to be in your paper.
Oh, yeah. By the way, my homeowner's thing, the two rules they had when I bought this house, I cannot have any shrubbery over 3 feet tall. On the sidewalk, like planted there at the sidewalk, and I cannot brew beer.
Wow.
Why?
How are they going to stop you?
I don't know. I made wine just to spite them.
Brew beer instead.
Was it red, red wine?
Yeah. I'd brew beer.
I could never be that sexy. Shut up. I love you,
B40. You B40 pretty soon, too.
2 years
old.
2 years.
All right, guys.
My prostate's way older than that, though.
It's
hand carved out of wood, like George Washington's third pair of teeth.
Butt joke.
Why is it? Why
it's always your prostate. Joke? You go straight to the prostate. Are you at that age where it's just it's coming
yes.
up?
Yes, yes.
And
you have to go
what's
to
on your mind
when you're at my age and you have my family history. You have to pay somebody at a doctor's office, typically a doctor, to reach into that hole and punch that bag of worms.
Well, if the doctor's not available, do you get like a janitor or a CNA?
Your stream is weak, old man.
They just get in there with a glove and they're like, I can't feel anything.
Why is this both too hard and too soft at the same time?
God. So guys, we saw the spider thing, right?
Yeah.
Right before this, there was
a plus one Morningstar I wanted to take, and did that ever get figured out?
Not yet. It hasn't.
We gave it to you. Yeah.
Yep, well, in my inventory, it's just a regular Morningstar. I wasn't sure what the plus one does.
Yeah, it's just a plus one to hit and plus one to damage on this one, I believe.
I will just
modify it. I can't get the rule to work right.
I'll just modify it. Yeah, that's fine.
If you're using it, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, back to this nonsense and away from homeowner angst and whatever it was that Todd was talking about. We are on the bottom floor of the Gauntlet. Last week, you guys ran into a trio of midflits that were grooming some sort of big larval-like thing, and they attacked you. You were able to dispatch the larval creature, two of the midflits, and one ran away. Billiam Thwomp gave chase, chased them into a room with a pit at the bottom of it, did not want to run in and get it ambushed, was able to see them scramble out of the pit, continue south into another room. Followed some investigation of the pit by Yosef, determined that this is where he realized, based on his knowledge of the Rose Guard, this is the room that Otario Vashti fell in, and his body was never recovered. You guys continued to move southward, investigating. Found a bit of almost like a bridged area to an outbuilding. There was a cool skeleton statue deal with a plus one Morningstar attached. You popped open the south door and you saw a grotesque little mithlet on a throne. Looks like this, showing you guys once again, holding a trident with a nasty looking crown, a little bit
looks like Ted Cruz.
The other ones. It does look like Ted Cruz. That's an astute observation.
Look at the little beard.
I went to Otari on vacation. Completely coincidental.
My wife and kids just had to go to Otari for vacation. It wasn't I'm a good dad. I had to accompany them. Next to him, while he was sitting on his, crazy looking throne, is this horrifying spider looking creature. I'm going to show you again.
No, it's perfect just the way it is.
I don't like it.
Large, spidery looking thing.
It's got big teeth.
Mechanically large. Not just big, but mechanically large. And
he says,
What are you doing in my domain?
As you open the door,
I haven't even invaded Otari yet. What are you doing here?
Oh. he just laying it out there.
He just giving up the game.
Opened with what his plans were.
So this is the exposition monster.
does anyone else want to take the reins on this one? Because if not, we're going to be talking. Tovin wants to talk to him.
I feel like if we keep stalling it, it'll just unravel the rest of the AP.
Yeah, I feel right. Yeah. I feel like if we draw this out, maybe he'll give up too much and his friends will turn on him, or even better yet, they'll just leave out of sheer boredom.
What else were you planning on doing, Mr. Spider?
Just to be clear, it's not the spider that's talking, but
no, let it happen.
Let Billiam think. Let Billiam think what it wants.
Billiam just is trying to talk to the mindless creature.
I'm not smart.
So, in the middle of all this, Yosef was kind of, intimidated by the amount of enemies in this room before the enemy was just like, I haven't even invaded Otari yet. And he's just kind of like slumps a little bit and he goes, yet?
are you going to take the reins on this? What's your diplomacy?
We're not diplomacying yet.
Okay.
I just want to say.
No. Yet? Just let's not question our liege. And
Yosef is just
going to
put both hands up.
Oh, no. Let Micah go. Let Micah go.
I step forward just a moment.
Yeah.
Greetings and salutations, great king of the goblins. We are but travelers in your mighty kingdom, and we were searching for friends of ours. Have you seen, perhaps, a human man named Ryston in your vast kingdom?
A human?
What? A man? What? I don't... You mean you're not here because
not after us. And he looks down, and Yosef, you see, Yosef specifically sees on the ground a crude map etched in the sand of Otari.
Oh.
That he brushes away with his trident as he's like, "Nah, you mean you're not here about our invasion? Or, we're not invading anyone."
Is Tovin hearing this?
Yes, Tovin's hearing all of this.
"We came merely to investigate the disappearance of a very dear friend of ours. Now we can see that you're very busy and very mighty, so perhaps he escaped your gaze. But if you came across him, perhaps you could lend us your aid."
We're just humble little mifflets, not looking for any trouble with anyone.
They're so friendly.
We're so very friendly and harmless to everyone.
I know I want to sense motive, and I know that's a perception, but we kind of know what's going on here.
Yep.
I'm torn.
In fact, I have no knowledge of your friend that may be here at all. We're just existing here.
Can we, I want to talk to Sol. Actually, I think I may have.
I think they want to attack him where he came from.
Yeah, my thing is, can we play this up and get the information for them? Try to play this up as saying the people that we're looking for may be double agents trying to spoil his plans. That's why we're looking for them, because they're trying to play both sides.
Oh, great king of the goblins, you are too wise. You've seen through our deception. We're in fact looking for double agents and spies who are attempting to betray the location of your army to the citizens of Otari.
Spy? Human spies?
Indeed.
Well, is there any way that I may be able to help you find these spies? Do they pose a danger to my people?
Oh, I would never think that they would pose a danger to one such as yourself, but perhaps your servants.
Perhaps. How much have you seen yet of the Gauntlet?
Precious little.
So, out of character, is he completely unaware that they've been attacking us and we've killed multiple Mitflits? Has the one that has escaped not relayed that for some reason?
Maybe you should try to figure that out through RP. Maybe you should try to mechanically influence this goober. I don't know.
Solas, are you able to do that?
I can intimidate.
Yosef just seems really, really, really confused, because none of this makes sense. I'm doing pretty well in the face department. I don't know if I'm as well as the cleric.
So that's the thing. I would prefer that we use diplomacy on this at all costs, because intimidate would only light that match.
I only have a plus three.
I got a plus four.
I have
a plus five to diplomacy.
Okay. Yeah, I have a plus five too. So you're trained, I'm assuming?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know what? I'll let you take this one, please. You're already facing. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great king, we will leave without any trouble. If only you would tell us what it is exactly you're doing here.
We're just trying to eke out a meager existence after we were pushed out of the lower levels of the Gauntlet by some mushroom-eyed fiends.
Wow, they must have been very powerful to pose a threat to one such as you.
Very, very powerful. Their leader can hurt you with thought. Very, very, very cruel creature.
I think Tovin will break in at this point and be like, "I'm sorry to intrude on your meeting here, sir. We just chased one of your kind in here. We were attacked earlier, and we mean no offense. We did not know that we were, you know, impeding on your grounds. We apologize completely. We would like to make amends if at all possible. And also to help serve you by finding these double agents. We would like to eliminate this threat for you. If you've seen anything at all, sir."
If I will tell you this, if you can help us defeat the mushroom-eyed people, I will give you a whole pile of gems that Scrog has collected. We have to be careful. They have a magic priest, mushroom-eyed guy who can hurt your brain just by looking at you.
I'm really worried about, again, no offense, but you would offer us a king's ransom for the service?
Perhaps, yes. Yes, they are very powerful. Very powerful.
It also might seem that if we take care of the problem below, that there would be no need for this possible imaginary invasion, maybe.
No, there's no invasion, friend.
Well, of course, but hypothetically, if there were an invasion, there wouldn't need to be one. If we could, perhaps, take back your old homeland, no?
In fact, if I could interject, we could dig deeper and expand your territory.
None of that matters if the mushroom-eyed people still have our old home.
Listen, we're going to need to know a little bit more about these mushroom-eyed people and exactly what is in the lower level if we're going to help you. Listen, nobody wants to fight anymore. It's been a long day. I'm tired. You all have aspirations for just having your old home. It seems needless to fight, no? So maybe we could be mutual beneficial to each other. But you have to give me all of the information if I can help you to the best of my ability, me and my comrades.
And if at all possible, I mean, sir, if we could fly your colors while we serve you in this nature, I would gladly reconquer your homeland. And as I said, expand it with my compatriots here.
Why don't you guys each of you roll a diplomacy check?
Okay.
I hate this, but I'm doing it.
We just gagged on that goblin cock.
I rolled a very bad.
That's a 7.
A natural one.
Yeah,
I think.
That was 8. Sorry.
That was a 6.
Got a 15.
23.
Well, I kind of did that wrong. I should have just made one of you roll it because there are penalties for crit fails and stuff, which, let's be real, most of you crit fail that crap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Tovin, since this is our first round in doing actual diplomacy, Tovin, you have changed his mind enough to make him at least indifferent to you. You have made him friendly to you with your role. So you can attempt to request something from him specific.
I have ideas.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your liege, if I may, the only thing I would humbly request is a safe passage through to inspect and defeat these foes of yours. And any information you could possibly give us that would point us in the right direction. Again, like I said, your vision is our priority, because the further we can get to serve you even further by finding these scoundrels, these double agents. And to have you at our back as we go into this darker passage fighting your foes would be nothing but the greatest boon.
Yes, just perhaps we may help each other.
He pops down off of this throne, which like rattles and shakes as he hops down, and two of his little mitflit attendants go up and they try to stabilize the throne as it starts to shake, and he hops down and starts,
don't lose face.
And he starts scrawling a map,
IKEA throne,
into the dirt. And if you like to take a look at Discord, I've posted the map for you. It's a very, very crude map.
Yeah, it
just
is.
Just like a mid-flip draw.
That was intentionally like crude.
My daughter drew a pig. That's what this is.
Right?
It's like a Pokemon. I'm trying to think of which one.
It doesn't matter. It's all of them.
He points down into the room that you're in, which is in the bottom right-hand corner of this map. He's like, this is obviously my throne room. It's where we're standing now.
Obviously, sir. It's,
you've
it's...
been in the room with the pit. If you continue north a bit, there's a room where we have a scorpion that we've caged just to train him. Yes.
Is he friendly?
He may be angry if you go in there, so be careful. He's a giant scorpion. To the east of here, rather to the west of here, there is a room to the northwest that there's a horrible, horrible bogeys in there that scare my people and attack us. Yeah. Very, very dangerous. I would not go in there unprepared.
But can you give us any information about them?
I've never seen them before myself. I've just heard reports. They're just terrifying. Terrifying.
Okay. Well, as we... is there any other enemies down here besides the mushroom-eyed enemies? as we enter what appears to be Star Fox's dropship, drawn by a three-year-old.
Wow, it does look like that, doesn't it?
We have two more Mitflits, two more of my people to the room to the west, training more maggots and giant flies. If you see them, just say that I sent you, and they will not attack. If you go farther north, the northeast, there's a place of great evil power. Be careful. I've lost at least one of my people in that room. And the gauntlet itself. Beware after dark.
What time is it?
Beware after dark. I'm going to say, just for the sake of mechanical expediency,
it's after dark.
It's not after dark yet, but it's in the mid to late afternoon. The sun's starting to wane a bit. Mm. So you'll be able to investigate that in the darkness pretty soon if you'd like.
Cool.
If you go there at night, it's very, very dangerous. There's a shack. I saw a man there. My scout saw a man there last night. There's a shack that went in.
A human?
Yes, a human. He went in last night, I believe. Maybe a night before.
This sounds like I'm a human.
Shortly after that, there's a dragon. There's a big dragon that lives underground there. I assume it ate him.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. A dragon?
Yes, big flying lizard creature.
What color?
Very scary. Green.
Hmm. Oh, that's a...
There's another couple. There's more buildings to the northwest. We've never ventured there. It's too frightening. Something lives in there. I hear it. I hear it chanting and laughing. We don't go there. It's too scary.
Is there anything you could give us to aid us in this? I mean, as I said, we would appreciate you watching our backs as we venture forth, but perhaps some venom from your pet there? Or any sort of... I'm not sure, actually. This is your territory, so if there's anything you could give us to help, we would gladly use it to serve you.
There's no more. I need all we can to protect my people.
Okay, that's fair.
I've already said too much. Leave now before I change my mind.
Do any of you need any sort of dental work before I go? I'm offering my services pro bono.
Toby, let's go.
No, I'm enjoying this. I guess if he would, show us the way to the entrance downstairs, greatly appreciate it. And if at all, we could hopefully further your will, sir.
If you could point us to the shack as well, that would be very helpful.
The shack is outside the western walls, to the west of the Gauntlet Tower.
Oh, by the way, before we leave, have you been aware of the faint green glow that emanates from the top of the spire here?
Yes, at night. There's a ghost. There's a ghost in the tower. We dare not go. We dare not go.
Don't you tempt me with a good time.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you for your time. Hopefully we will all see you again.
Yes, come back if you've... Once you defeat the mushroom-eyed men.
Is there any trophies you'd like, sir? Just to let us know before we go.
Do you require proof? You want the head?
Bring me the head of their king.
Okay.
All right.
Easy enough.
All right. I'm ready to go. I think I've got enough.
I'm going to say you guys can go ahead and award yourself 50 XP for solving that bit without bloodshed.
Mm. Sick.
Ooh, that was good. Did you take my 30 from earlier?
Did I do good, Dad?
You did good, son. You did good. What?
50s. It's weird. I got 999. One more thing. Oh, wow.
You should just kill one of them. It'll be worth it.
So you got some interesting pieces of information. What are you guys going to do with that?
Well, I know Yosef is aware now of all of the spooky ethereal things potentially in here and a giant scorpion. Having no way to deal with that, I want to avoid those. Yosef is also particularly concerned with burying the dead Mitflits, more so now that we don't hate them.
I get it.
Very well, we can do that. But before we do too much investigation, we must head towards the shack to the northwest.
Agreed. On the way out, Bill, can you just carry the bodies to the front door and we'll take care of this, if not tonight, then tomorrow?
Okay.
Sort of sad.
Load them up like a pack mule with corpses yeah. so we can take care of them all.
If you guys want to intentionally wait till nightfall, you could spend the time burying the bodies and I'll roll the clock forward to nightfall if you want to wait so you can investigate the gauntlet.
Not unless I can get my spells back. I think it has to be a day. I think we have to wait.
Yeah, you have to. You do have to.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother waiting. I would rather we just get caught with our pants down while we're down there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to have to.
That's why we have Billion.
And what spells have you used so far? You haven't really used much of anything, have you?
I've used my first level spells that aren't healing.
Ooh.
And I've used one of my healings. So there's that. But I do have my focus spell. So there's that.
Yeah, you do have your focus spell. So has everybody healed up since the last encounters?
Yep, we're good.
I'm almost full.
Cool. All right, so where are we going to go? Are you guys going to bury Mitflitz?
Oh, that's right. I used my medicine check on you last time.
I'm 20 out of 23.
Yeah, we're good.
So you guys going to bury Mitflitz, or are you going to explore some more?
You know what? Is he watching? I mean, if he's watching, I would treat his underlings with somewhat respect so that we can.
I will say that he'll be sending people to check in on you. You might not see them, but they'll be watching.
I mean, could we ask him? Like, I would actually rather just talk to him. Just ask him if he would prefer that we were the ones to bury his dead.
I can carry them outside or into here.
Go ahead and ask him if you want.
If you want, I have a friend here that can make an amazing pasty with them.
That's gross. Roll for initiative.
Hey, I don't know how Mitflitz do. All right, cannibalism is a thing.
Your intent on that RP.
Roll for intent. Oh, titular line.
Yeah, are you gonna ask him?
Yeah, absolutely. Dear Liege, what would you like us? Could we help you with your dead? I apologize again greatly for what happened. It was a misunderstanding, and we only want to make amends for that. Would you like to see, or have us see them off into the next realm?
Just throw them in the bog.
I mean, that's good meat, though. It's kind of a waste. I have a friend. He's what you would call an albino.
Right here, and I do not eat Mitflit.
I didn't say you had to eat it. I was inferring maybe you could cook it. What? Waste not, want not, right, Your Majesty?
Speak not to me of this again. Throw him in the bog.
Do what the man says. I'm sorry. Do what royalty says. His word is law.
Yes. And he chuckles to himself a bit.
Billion.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Putting my stuff away. I know we've left these bodies back in previous rooms. So.
Well, I guess we just chuck them into the water.
Mm-hmm. So I figured when we make our way out, if we're going to tend to that, I'll pick them up and give them the old heave-ho in the river on our way out.
So I guess we're going outside and checking woodshed, yes?
Yes, indeed.
Door is locked.
Oh.
I will.
Bill knocks on the door. Because he thinks somebody's on the other side.
Shaving a haircut.
Mostly everything is going to be pretty much open unless I tell you otherwise.
By the way, can we loot the bodies while we're here? We never did that. I mean, he said throw it away. He said nothing about their possessions.
They each have two darts and a short sword.
Billiam, you have stout calves. Could you carry these?
I can. I mean, there's three short swords and six darts?
And are they all
three
small?
Short swords and six darts. Yes, they're all small. But, I mean, mechanically small doesn't really mean a whole lot.
Great. So we got three butter knives and six toothpicks.
More or less.
Shall we bury them with their weapons?
That's a good question, Sola.
Some semblance of honor among all this brutality?
I think that if we were to do as their liege says and throw them in the bog and not urinate on them, I think that would be doing them a favor.
Someone's just going to pick up the swords later. We might as well keep them. They'll just float downriver.
What are they made of?
I'm sure.
I think. I mean, they're tiny swords. I'm assuming.
Did you say they're called short swords?
They are. They're short swords. Okay. They're small short swords.
And how many darts?
Six CS.
That's blowgun darts?
I'm sorry. It's going to be two short swords and six. I'm sorry. Two short swords and four darts. You only killed two of them.
All right.
Why are there three dead then?
One of them was one of that larval thing.
Oh, that's right. Oh, what can we get from that? Does it have a poison sack?
No sack.
What about its other sacks?
Fifth Avenue?
Yes, I do need a new wallet.
So I will say that you guys do not have a good way to get to that outbuilding without swimming in the water or having a boat to get over there, unless you make your way through the gauntlet.
Did we not see a boat? I swore we saw.
I think it was a broken boat.
Yeah.
Mm.
What if I'm on this wooden bridge? What if I just break this and make it into a raft?
No, then we would not be able to get back into the lighthouse.
I mean, those with athletics checks might be able to.
I got up and down pretty easily.
I believe we have two options here. Number one is to search through the gauntlet and hopefully come across an extra boat. Otherwise, we could try to go back to town tomorrow or this evening and see if there's one they could spare there.
Well, then we'd have to carry it all the way back.
It's doable.
The correction is, who's we? Billy.
You guys all look at me.
Billy, you and I are more than sufficient.
I will give you two silver to do it.
You got a deal.
By the way, I heard you had children. What are their names?
I know their names.
I know their names. Here.
I know their names.
They have
I
names.
I have them written down. No, I have their names.
I keep them written down in this pocketbook just in case I forget.
they're carved into my left calf.
People ask me at random times.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it hits me by surprise. But my sweet little daughter, Razu.
Razu, that's a beautiful name. What's her birthday? Oh,
thank you. Her birthday is the Ides of March.
That's weird because, it must be soon. It is, after all, the first of Calistrial.
What are you reading there,
this
Billy?
Is the first of Calistrial. Nothing. Not reading anything. I'm remembering my kids. Important information about my kid. My son is named Kaz.
Kaz, really? Oh, I haven't met them. What do they look like?
Kaz is a
children.
A strong. They look like me, like but
weird,
smaller.
Pale children.
They look like me, but smaller. Really? Kaz is a strong boy. Looks a lot like his dad.
Have you met him?
Still looking.
He's out there. I know it.
His
I'm
dad.
Find
I'm
that
saying.
Bastard.
Wait, his dad is me. You're trying to trick me. Kaz is a strong boy. Takes after his dad. Light green skin. He's gonna be a warrior. We named him Kaz because when he was born, he was 17 pounds.
Well, that makes sense. I don't see why we need to delve any further into this. How about your other children?
What?
I only have those two.
Kaz, because he weighed 7. So is that like 17?
So Kaz, let me. I am proficient in hobgoblin lore, so I can go off about hobgoblins.
Is that 17 in hobgoblin?
Does that translate to Pathfinder?
Kaz stands for famous destroyer or commander. I will say Razu does mean queen of worlds. She was my beautiful angel when she was born.
You know, Billiam, if you just punched him, I would look the other way. You know what?
I'll wake up with more questions.
You know what? No, I'm just gonna look. I don't care. You, I can't stop. You just do it.
This
do
is
it.
One of my favorite games.
I also like that. I mean, of the map, you're like 30 feet away from me, so you're screaming all of these questions.
Tell me about your kids.
I'm trying to get away from you, and you just keep following me.
I'm gonna have so much fun editing this.
What do you mean? There's no editing.
I know. I'm just gonna listen to it and just be crying the whole time.
So you've buried those mitflits?
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
We threw them to the swamp. Yeah,
I've chucked them into the back. Yeah, I've chucked them into the water.
So where are we going? You got a few doors going out of this chamber. You got at least four out of this chamber, five.
Well, I'm pretty sure I don't want to fuck with anything else because we just coincidentally happened to not go towards the danger, and I'm getting sleepy.
It's a good point, Yosef. I think we should make camp right here in the main hall.
You see, that's not what I said at all.
Well, it's still early evening. Let's return to town.
I look at Tovin and go, you're not a good listener.
Wait a minute. Is Tovin just Alex Jones?
The mifflits are turning the frogs gay.
That's Gert, total homosexual.
That's what the green light and the gauntlet is.
It's fluoride.
There's fluoride in the gauntlet tower. Turning the freaking frogs gay.
Otari wasn't real. Rose Guard wasn't real. They were planted.
The invasion of Otari was a plant.
I mean, I think that if need be, I mean, it's still not sundown.
Filled fever was processed in a lab.
We don't shut your mouth. Do we want to head back this early? I mean, I still have, like I said, I'm still at like 2/3 capabilities right now.
I'm
good for another fight, but I do have some attacks or an attack spell. Well, no, some attack spells. So I can actually, and some healing. So I do have some usefulness if we need to. Do you guys want to hit one more room before we go? Because I don't want to just leave and come back. It seems like we're on a clock.
Sure, let's do that. Sure.
I agree. We're let's here. Let's stay.
What was mentioned about the door in the to the left here, just as we head in?
That one, no, you go ahead. You should have taken notes. I'm not telling you. I already told you.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay. Why don't we listen at the door first? Can I listen?
Sure.
This westernmost door in the first room.
I'm rolling perception for you because
that's why I don't want to bring it up and click the button. Let you do it.
Whatever, man.
I'm trying to be a good boy.
No, you're not.
No, it's mostly outside the podcast.
I didn't mean to do it like that, but there, that's, hold on. I'm doing it right this time.
Oh, you're going to reroll? Because I don't like that 9. Okay.
You hear not a whole lot. You can't really make out. It sounds like a couple voices in the room.
Can I?
No, actually, this room here, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about a different room. This room here is completely silent. You don't hear anything.
There's either nothing here, fellas, or there's 100 somethings being very, very quiet.
There might be a boat. Boats don't make noise.
Have you ever heard a boat?
No.
Exactly.
My point exactly.
If no one is opposed, then I can lead the way inside.
I would wholeheartedly let you, by all means. Solas, you seem like an able-bodied character. I have your back.
I'll follow.
Okay, I reach out and I carefully open the door. Stepping inside, what do I see?
All right.
Oh, okay.
A collapsed wooden staircase in the northeastern corner of this room winds up to a moss-shrouded hole. The expanse of the fog fen is visible through a total collapse in a stone wall to the west. A dead frog the size of a horse lies sprawled in this collapse, its back legs bitten off at the hips.
There's another door to the north and to the southwest in this room.
You can investigate the frog if you'd like. You can. Yeah, I'll let you go ahead and roll a perception on him.
Yeah, I'd actually would.
I'd do that.
Okay.
21.
I'm sorry, I had you roll the wrong thing. Let me. Okay, wow. No, you're investigating it. Are both of you investigating it?
Yeah.
Okay, I will roll checks for you in the background because it's a different check. It's not just a perception on this guy.
Oh,
okay.
All right, listeners, my 21 meant nothing.
Sorry, man.
The one time you roll well.
Yeah, fucking right.
Atmospheric noise.
Ooh, atmospheric. Yosef, you can tell immediately, and your heart skips a beat. You can tell this frog's legs were bitten off by a river drake.
Oh. I think those are green.
That's bad. That sounds bad.
Maybe this is the dragon he was talking about.
Do we know anything about river drakes?
They evidently love frog legs.
The reason he could recognize it was the caustic mucus around the bite.
Oh look, it's still sizzling.
And as you guys draw near to it,
oh fuck,
you see something rippling under the flesh.
No, I'm good. Oh, I will go to leave. One of you could take a look at that if you'd like. I'm going to take a 10 feet.
Solas, you seem like an able-bodied character. Could you please go inspect this frog?
Go poke it with your holy sword. I will look at an appreciable distance.
Do we believe that there is something under the surface?
It's wiggling.
And a pair of giant fleshy larvae burst out of its body.
Kill it!
There it is.
Roll for initiative.
I'm rolling.
Icky sticky.
All right.
Natural one.
I rolled a natural one for an 8.
You both rolled a natural one?
8.
Nope, we both rolled a natural one. Oh, did I know?
Just me. No, mine's red because I rolled natural.
Oh, mine's 4. Yeah,
I got a 12.
All right. So, what you got, Micah?
Oh, I got a 17.
Yosef?
I got a 12.
Billiam?
9.
Tovin got a...
A sad 8.
Wonderful. Well, it starts with one of these things. Gets to step forward. Or not step, it just kind of ripples forward. And bites at Billiam with its mandibular region. And he's going to make a bitey McBite bite.
Get him.
Ooh, does a 21 hit, buddy?
It does hit.
All right, here comes the bite. Ooh. 6 points of damage.
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh.
And he's going to grab you.
Ooh.
And you are grabbed.
Ow.
By this creature. Next up is Solas. You're up, buddy. What are you going to do to this big rippling mound of nasty?
Okay. I'm going to draw my sword. Attack the one in front of me that has Bill grabbed. Does a 20 hit?
Oh, that's definitely a hit, buddy.
Okay, very nice. Rolling for damage.
F him up.
Max damage, that's 12.
Ooh, wow. Man, that's good stuff, nice. Dude. That's...
Thanks.
Oh, there we go. Wow, yeah, that's a big hit on him, man. Good stuff.
And now strike number 2.
Do it again.
My sword comes back around.
What was that right there? What was that?
That was a natural 20.
Nice. Natty Twinzoni. Let's roll that crit damage. Oh. Yeah, I need you to describe that sick, nasty kill right there, buddy.
Yeah, that's it for my turn.
No, describe your kill there, buddy.
I step up on top of it, crush its abdomen with my boot, and stick the sword into its head just at the base of what I suppose is its neck.
Oh, and
what
as
do you do with your third action?
And as it dies, it releases this foul stuff from its gut. And I need everybody to roll a fort save for me.
Why? Why like a fort save?
Stop it.
Actually, I'm sorry, it's just going to be Bill and Solas.
Oh, thank God. Okay, that's a 10, probably a failure.
15.
All right, you are both sickened 1.
Gross.
So I'm going to add sickened to your tokens.
What does sickened do in second edition, GM?
Sickened does awful things.
Oh, big. Okay.
You get COVID-20.
All right, so sickened, mechanically, what it does is awful. Right, mechanically, sickened gives you a penalty equal to your sickened value on all your checks and DCs. You also cannot willingly ingest anything. So you can't take potions or elixirs or anything like that.
Ooh, wow.
Okay. Wow,
that's rough.
You are sickened until you take a single action to attempt to recover and retch it out against the DC that made you sick to begin with. Elsewise, like if you do medicine check at the end, you know, after your battle and rest, you'll get rid of the sickened condition. But if you successfully retch, then you lower your sickened condition by 1. So you have to take an action to erp.
Okay.
But good job. You killed that guy. You still have an action left, though, right?
No, I don't. I use the first action to draw my sword.
All right. Yosef, you're up. Bring it up the rear there, buddy.
I am. I am going to... I'm not sure if I'm going to need it, but I'm going to draw my chain whip. And I think I would like to just move up here across the room as my second action, and then I will try to invariably fail at tripping this creature.
All right. So go ahead and attempt. You're going to do an athletics check using your dex against their reflex DC,
which is a plus 5. Ooh, 12?
You just missed, honestly. Almost got it, but it did not work.
That's the end of my turn.
All right. Up next, we got Mr. Billiam Thwomp. Can you end this?
I think I can. I'm not feeling too hot, guys. But I'm going to pull out my war flail. Move up and take a big swing at him, trying to hold back all the vomit I feel inside of my stomach and chest.
Remember, you have a minus 1 on this check.
Yeah. A 19.
Nice. That's a hit there, buddy.
Excellent. I'm assuming it's not a crit.
No, it's not a crit.
Okay, no problem.
I'd let you know.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So yeah, pick up my war flail and... I got it. And I swing and try not to vomit all of it.
All right, let's see that damage. Ooh, that's pretty good. Damage. Almost max. That hurt.
Almost
bad.
Max.
That's bad. 11 damage. He's going to also, as he takes a hit, he also gets sick. It pukes again. I need you to make another fort save, Bill.
Bastard.
Oh God.
Oh, that's 11. A second fail. Yeah. Yeah, you're now sickened too.
I turn even more green in my face. Than
even
I
greener. You're super green.
Forest green.
I go the opposite direction.
He's a lovely chartreuse color now.
He's turning skin colored.
Violet, you're turning.
Violet, you're turning violet. And is that the end of your turn?
I moved 5 feet, so I believe I moved, pulled my weapon, and attacked. So
and that's it. Yep.
Yep.
Tovin, you're up.
I have one thing that I would like to do, and that is to cast Moonbeam against this barely living thing.
Tell us what Moonbeam does.
I shine a ray of moonlight, making a spell attack roll. The beam of light deals 1d6 fire damage. Moonbeam deals silver damage for the purposes of weaknesses, resistances, and the like. So I'm going to run an attack roll. Shikaka. That is a 20 to hit.
That's a hit there, buddy.
All right. So I roll my 1d6. Moonbeam. Treat me well. I did 4. Wait. Okay. No, I'm good. Okay. Yeah. So I do exactly 4 points of damage.
That's it. That got him. But he's still kicking around, so to speak. He sizzled. You smell a really nasty burning flesh.
Okay,
gross smell in the air.
Rest of my turn to move back 10 feet because I don't want to be anywhere near the blast radius. And that'll be my turn.
We got a boomer here.
Yeah.
Boomer.
All right. Favorite. This maggot is going to, once again, since he's in range, he's going to go after Raymond again, Mr. Billiam Thwomp.
Bring it on.
He's going to
again
try for the bite. Yeah, a 23. Does that hit?
Yes, it does.
All right. So that's piercing damage of 7 points of piercing damage.
As a reaction, Solas is going to use Retributive Strike, take a step, and attack him.
Ooh, go for it.
Ooh, thanks, buddy. I'm like sick and dying and like no health. I'm
oh
like,
my God.
That's another natural 20.
Oh my God.
All right. Go. Don't even roll the damage. Just grab your kill.
Okay. Seeing my ally in danger once again, and perhaps in the throes of death and or sickness, Solas leaps over the corpse of this leech maggot looking thing and brings his sword down in one big sweep and cuts the thing in half.
And it burst. Kind of spraying gore about.
All over
and
Bill again.
You, right? Everyone, another fort save. And that right there is the end of Zik Combat. I'm going to give you guys some XP.
Ooh. After seeing him saw this in half, can I attempt to throw up everywhere? Because I'm so sick.
Yeah, go ahead. Do some fortitude saves.
I'm going to do one as well. Stick my fingers down my throat.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you don't get on, it guys. Doesn't get worse. What
you
did you guys roll?
Nines.
I rolled we both rolled a 9.
Yep.
Yep, that's a fail. We could just rest. You know, you're out of combat.
Yeah.
I'll let you.
No, keep throwing up.
They can do bat, you know, they can they can
round by round.
Keep throwing up. Let's go.
I want to hear those retching sounds.
There you go. You know,
dry heaving.
You know, second one.
Oh, excellent. I'm going to keep going until I'm not. I'm now second one because I vomit all over this corpse. I feel better, guys. I feel better.
And you're all better. You're no second zero. Right.
While they're doing that, I'm going to take time to focus and regain my focus point back. So I can cast Moonbeam again.
I feel like you'd have to turn around and face the wall because across the room is just two dudes. Just,
Oh, no. You have to understand that Tovin is a field medic. That's what he focuses on. This is his job.
Who wants pasties?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about a ham and cheese right now.
A nice goulash.
Who wants clam chowder?
Man, you know what I really need right now? Some really old, like, soggy Special K.
Oh, God. I don't like to yuck people's yums, but Jesus.
I feel better, guys.
All right. Well, I get my focus point back, and I'm good. What do you guys want to do?
Well, we're out of combat. Again. You guys want to try to get Mr. Thwump back into...
I could use some health, but I'm going to move away from Yosef.
Yeah. So mechanically speaking, last time I treated wounds was a while ago. It's right before we had that conversation. Has it been an hour?
I would say yes.
I can't treat him again unless it's an hour later. So if you'll allow me a medicine check.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'm going to say that it's just now getting dark out.
Okay. All right. And here's my medicine check. And the whole time that he's patching Billiam up, he's going to be staring at Yosef. Like, not even breaking eye contact, doing it all. Yep.
And you failed.
I just don't do anything.
What was that roll?
It was a 12.
Oh, God.
I need a 15.
Oh, God.
So I don't do anything, but I'm like, well, this, I can't really staunch the bleeding. I don't know what it is about your hobgoblin self, but I haven't treated many of you. If you want... And this is kind of important on the future of our endeavors here. Would you like me to heal you magically?
No. I have 2 healing potions.
Okay.
So well, save your willing, magic, my
if
friend.
You're willing to spend that, that's fine.
Look at this dude who needs magic to heal.
Look at this dude.
I will pop the top off one of my healing potions. Pour it all over my bleeding wound. I'm just kidding.
Hey, what are you drinking?
Because I don't know how to heal. I'm like, I will take one of these healing potions.
You're lapping at it like a dog drinking bottled water.
I'm okay. I'll save this other one just in case it gets dodgy. But
you're down what? If I'm reading this right, you're down 10.
I have some abilities with healing. If you could also use some assistance,
that wouldn't compromise.
Your future endeavors?
Then, of course.
Okay. Lay on of hands.
Lay it on me.
Lay on hands.
Or 6.
Yeah. So,
6 hit points.
Yep. I say a quick prayer to Iomide, and I lay my hands on you.
Oh, and I also gain a +2 status. Yeah. Bonus
for AC. For one round. So, yeah. Not anymore. It's over.
Nope.
I call the devil 6. Out of you.
Thanks, buddy. I give him a hug. As he's touching me, I slowly bring him in for a hug. Thanks, buddy. Excellent. All right, back. I'm good. I'm feeling good, guys.
Nice.
So this seemingly looks like it leads out into a riverbank.
And also, these things were maggots that we were fighting, right?
Yes.
Do these resemble anything that our liege was raising earlier?
Yes.
Oh. Did they have any sort of brand or anything on them? Just want to make sure that we didn't kill any family pets.
I would assume that they were probably fresh, you know, since...
Yeah, free range mats.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
How long has the frog been dead?
You would say that it's maybe a couple days.
Oh, that's... Didn't know we had that so close to Otari.
Well, we'll say a week.
I feel like this is just so disconcerting. Well, just imagine this is only 20 or 30 minutes away from where I sleep at night.
This is very strange. So, what is the consensus? Do we turn back and return to town?
I will remind you that it is starting to get dark. Whatever's causing the light may be active now. That's the whole reason you're here, Tovin.
Yeah. I mean, I'm back up to 2/3, so it's up to you guys. Would you like to stay? I mean, I do have some abilities to deal with the undead if we do come up across a ghost.
You would remember that, and I'm going to mark it on the map just by poking. This right here is the door that you would need to go to, according to the map that he gave you, to get into the Gauntlet Tower.
Okay. I mean, that's why we've walked all this way. Can we at least open the check the room before we leave?
Very well,
that's
yes.
That's what we came here for.
Yes, yes. An agreement is an agreement.
Okay.
As you say that you have stuff to deal with the undead, Bill goes, I do too.
If anyone is opposed, I'd like to listen at the door.
Not I. Listen to what?
Does anyone have a better perception? I got a +7.
I got...
I have a +5.
+5.
Yosef?
I have a +7.
All right, so it might as well be me. GM, want to roll that?
Yep, I will roll your perception.
All right. Thank you.
What do I hear?
You hear nothing but maybe a very low hum. Bit of a hum.
I hear something, I don't know, it's almost mechanical in nature. Or if there's, the air may have a charge, maybe magical. Not really sure. I won't know until I go in. Would someone else like to lead the way, Solas?
Farewell. If it is undead we are facing, I have no problem with leading the way.
If it is undead we are facing, I have tools for that. I would gladly assist you.
I creak the door open.
The door is stuck. You may be able to force it open, though.
Very well. I can try. I'm going to try to force it open.
Yeah, that'd be an athletics check.
Okay. Bracing my shoulder... And I try to break it down. Athletics, there. 21.
And you put your shoulder into it a little bit, and the door crumbles at the hinge.
Like, was it unexpectedly easy to open?
No. It's just like it finally gave, and when it gave altogether.
Okay. I step in.
The smooth walls of the circular room are painted a light gray, with no indication of seams between blocks of stone. A set of iron stairs winds upward along the curved walls before terminating at a trap door in the ceiling nearly 100 feet above. A red blood stain glistens on the floor at the room's center, as though a human-sized creature bled to death on the floor very recently, despite there being no body in sight. As you look at that puddle of blood on the floor, it ripples. And it looks like it's an impossibly deep pool of blood. As you gaze out into the pool, the form of a woman made of blood rises out of the center of this pool.
I put my hand on my sword.
Slowly, upwards, you see the crown of her head.
It's like the cell.
And then her eyes, enraged. And then her nose, as she comes up above her mouth, you see her mouth is wide open and she's screaming at the top of her lungs, and everyone roll for initiative.
That is crazy.
Would so gladly do this. I would do the thing you asked me to.
Yep.
This is my bag. This is why I'm here. Oh, and I didn't do well.
Tobin got a 14.
So let's get an 18.
And this, my friends, is going to be your first interaction with a haunt.
Oh, I love this.
As this bloody image, this simulacrum made of blood comes up out of the puddle of blood, it begins to scream out. And after it's done screaming, it inhales. And you feel the capillaries in your body, Solas, burst right under your skin, and blood starts to seep out from your your flesh and go towards this creature. A stream of blood, almost like it's feeding from you from a distance. I need you to roll a fortitude save.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what capillaries are.
It's a 16.
I need you to take... You're going to take... 16 points of bleed damage.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
And this is persistent bleed damage.
There's no way you're still conscious.
Ooh. And now...
I still have 3 HP.
You're good. Eh. Oh, you're good.
Right?
You're fine.
You're good.
Kid.
You're good. You're fine. You're fine. You have 3? You're perfect.
Yep.
You can live forever.
And there we go. That's it. Ouch. You're up, Micah. Solas, what do you do as it seems to suck your life force out of you?
Huh. Would I have any idea of how to deal with this thing?
It probably has something to do with religion.
Very good. Okay. I have a +5 to religion.
Go ahead and roll it.
That's a 20.
Oh my God. Okay, so there's 2 ways to get rid of this. You can, for this one, you could try to wipe away the blood stain, but that's, in this, it's classified as a thievery, or you can attempt to exorcise the haunt. Otherwise, you got to beat it to death.
Exorcise the haunt.
It is, I will also say that it's weak to positive energy.
I use my lay on hands for Tovin. Not Tovin, Bill. So, gathering myself, fellows, either wipe it away or channel positive energy or beat it to death. I've dealt with something like this before. It's awful.
But you can also explicitly exorcise the haunt. And this is going to make you really angry.
I was going to say, what are the rules behind that?
You can explicitly exercise it, and all it takes is a DC 20 religion check.
Well, I already got that.
Well, now you know.
So you're going to have to do that again now that you know.
Could relay that information. Because remember, I am a cleric.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to try to exercise it. Iomade, compel you.
Natural one.
Oh, my God.
It's now a double haunting. No. Yeah, that does nothing.
Another one.
Okay, so for my third action, I'd like to try it again.
All right, go for it.
Okay, because I'm not running.
Yeah, go for it, man.
It's a 16. Damn it. Okay, that's it for my turn.
Yeah, so this is really bad.
Yeah.
For you.
Yep.
As you end your turn... You know what? I actually did this backwards, and I really apologize. I just realized that I did this backwards. That's the action it took, which it should have already taken that action. So this act, the action that attacked you already happened, but I'm going to do it now. It should have happened at the beginning. It opens up with something called the gauntlet beam, and both you and Bill, everybody that's in line of sight in this thing needs to roll a fortitude save. Okay.
But I already did it. So I don't need to?
No, this is a secondary action.
I also can't see this creature, so do I need to roll?
Okay, all right.
All right, I got a 20.
12.
I don't see this
16.
Creature.
God, I hope Tobin's okay. Because
Yosef, what you got there, buddy?
Do I need to roll it? I don't see this creature on my
You
screen.
Are in the line of sight. You're right behind.
Well, yeah,
sorry,
but
it's
what?
Right in the center. It's just the trap icon.
Oh,
the
it's
blood
the blood pool?
Pool?
Yeah.
I thought there was like an entity.
It is. It's the blood pool.
Okay.
Yeah, the blood pool.
Well, I got a 15.
Okay, so Tovin, you succeeded, but you take 1d10 of bleed damage. So there's you on your success. Oh, look, you only take one.
That's fine. That's all I need.
The rest of you take 1d10 plus 6.
Holy shnikes.
You
the rest of you take 16.
You did 32. Am I the only one who took 32 damage?
You are, because it did its action on you.
All right.
I will, since I screwed that up, though, Micah, and I ran the beginning of this encounter.
Typical Micah.
No, it's okay. I'm unconscious and I didn't even get to do anything. So,
yeah, that's fine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have 15 fucking HP.
Oh, my God.
I'm just
this is a very deadly game.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that thing's bad news bears, isn't it?
What he told me that I wasn't died one failed port in the game again. Remember that?
How many times has Yosef has died to like a missed fortitude save?
It's been like three now.
Well, this wasn't a save or suck. You're just dying one. Somebody could pull you out of line of effect and you can't get hurt by it anymore.
They could if they cared.
I have no idea how. Well, it's me and Micah now unconscious.
Yeah, I'm unconscious now too.
Bill.
Oh, Billiam. God.
Billiam.
Yeah, I'm scared.
So.
Sorry, this is really weird how this works. So, like, it's gone, that thing that just, that shown that there's a burst of negative energy within 30 feet. Your decay and blister spread across your body. And then it's got a routine, which is just the thing it does on its turn. So mechanically, what I just did changes nothing. I should have started with that big burst of damage. And then since it went first, it still would have attacked Micah. So mechanically, it didn't change anything. Okay. I just did it out of order.
Okay.
So I did it wrong, but I didn't do it in such a way that it was changed how the game worked, right?
Well, I shouldn't have been able to use those religion checks.
That is true. But they didn't matter anyway because you suck.
Oh, I told them I did learn how to kill it.
That's the thing. It matters to me because I would have to know that information before I run in. Otherwise, this is going to be another
unless,
action for me.
Unless you want to drag us out.
Listen, I'm not a beefy guy. My athletics are abysmal at best. Okay. Is it my turn? I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's Jake's. You have to make a death save, Yosef. So it's a DC 11 flat check.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh.
I'm rolling a natural 9.
So you're now dying 2.
This is fun. I'm glad I showed up for this fight. I'm actually, for the listening audience, I'm actually 10 feet outside of this room, behind another person.
Yeah.
And
it's everything within 30 within 30 feet.
Really cool.
It's pretty gnarly. It's a gnarly thing.
Exactly 30 feet.
I've been telling you guys for 4 months that this first floor is ridiculous.
I'm about to throw it all in.
I know, and I played so stupidly too by not going into the room and being 10 feet outside of the door, and I'm still gonna fucking die.
If you had been one space to the left or right, you would have been fine. Not even kidding.
Oops.
All right, Tovin, you are up. Right. So you have a couple choices to make. You know how to get rid of this thing.
So here's the thing. This is one of the few times I will ever ask to metagame, because this is like a TPK kind of situation. If I run up there, I've got 2 chances to exercise it. You guys cool with that?
Can you not exercise it from where you're at?
I don't think so. Can I religion check it from where I'm at? Because that would give me 3.
I would say so, yeah. You're in line of sight to it. If it can toast you with negative energy, you can toast it back.
Okay, so I have a +7 to my religion checks. What do you guys think?
So you would need a 13 or better.
I say do it if you have 3 chances. And if not, my plan is to grab Solas and get out of here.
Grab Solas, get out, and slam the door?
Yeah, because all I can do is beat this thing, and I don't think that's going to
happen. You know, just slam the door.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. The door kind of fell off its hinges when you pushed it through.
Didn't call that. So,
well, I have another idea. If this check doesn't work, I will yell my idea as I drag him out the door.
Okay.
All right.
If you guys are cool with that.
Yep.
That's my plan. All right. So
do it from here.
You have a 1 and 3. You only need 1 and 3.
Here we go. Religion check number 1. Exercise the demons.
Oh,
that's an 18.
I'm not quite there, buddy.
Do it again.
Roll number 2.
Oh,
sweet Lord, there, a 25 on my religion. I grasp my symbol of the cosmic caravan around my neck as I start screaming incantations to the natural order, the natural cycle of things. And I point my open hand at the blood pool and command it to release release its grip on reality and just dissipate into the mist.
As you do that, it looks at you.
Did it do the thing?
And it opens its eyes. It opens its mouth to scream at you again, and then it begins to collapse in on itself.
Perfect.
As a single beam of light seems to cut through from the opening far behind you, directly through the entirety of that first room, almost like a laser right into the center of it. It implodes at the point of impact, collapses down into the puddle, and then erupts in a giant burst of blood and shoots straight up towards the ceiling, and you can follow it to a trap door in the ceiling where it slips into the keyhole and slides into the room above you.
And as that all that happens, the open palm I have towards the blood pool slowly turns into a middle finger with the thumb extended. Oh, thank
tense,
God.
Tense, all right, tense,
and are we out of combat? Because I got to cast some stabilize.
You are out of combat.
All right. Amazing. I love that. I'm so glad that worked out. Two stabilizers.
What happened?
So Solas and Yosef are stabilized.
Okay. Does my dying condition completely go away?
Yeah. Well, yes. I don't think he has a problem with that. I think it's only during combat where it'll jump to dying two right away, right? Once he's been stabilized? Or does that need a medicine check?
No, once he's been stabilized, he has to be healed. You have to do a medicine check, yeah. Do like a heal check on him, and his dying condition will go away completely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I tried.
But stabilized just brings him up to zero, yeah. And he's no longer dying.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He's just wounded.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that none of that persists. Okay. So, in that case, I will run my skill checks and pour Solas medicine check real quick to try to bring back. And with a 23, I bring him back with a, was a 2d8.
I lose all my wounded and all my dying then?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay,
and
you
are currently sitting at 4 hit points. Son of. All right. I'm going to turn around and see Yosef just laying there twitching like a rat that's had too much Coumadin. And he's going to hit him with a medicine check. Because he's not Billiam that I just tried to do that in the last room. 16, I just barely pass. And so I will give him 2d8. And he comes back with an 8.
Woo!
8 hit points. You're alive. That's the best I can do right now. If you guys need further healing, I can make do, but I can only give a couple of bursts before we need to leave and patch things up, but would you like me to heal you before we leave?
Solas' eyes burst open. Absalom!
Absalom, what's... I'm sorry, what's Absalom now?
Nothing. Thank you. Thank was you, I thought a, this was...
Was he a past lover?
don't worry about it. It's nothing.
I'm suddenly worried. I've heard so many things on the battlefield. What... At least let me carry your memories into the next life. Who's Absalom?
There'll be time enough for that later.
There's time enough now. Let me patch you up while we talk.
I'm not taking no for an answer.
As you begin to patch him up, you start to see kind of at the periphery of your vision an eerie, cold, greenish-blue light coming from the edges of that trap door above you. The light is active.
So this is like a literal lighthouse, like Michigan's coast. A trapdoor above, there's a door to our west. What's is that? I'm assuming that leads out into the wilds.
I mean,
or something.
You could open it up and find out.
Can I listen?
If we're going anywhere, sure. I might need some help.
Yeah. I can't help you with that. I mean, I can. I can cast heal, but like I said, I only have two more charges of that.
Maybe we should sleep then.
All right. Why don't we, you know, before we go, everyone gather around. I think it would be better off if we were to, if I were to heal everyone at once.
Did you hear anything out that side door?
Oh, yeah.
Did you put your ear up against
Yeah, let me do that first. Can you roll my...
You already did. You just hear the sounds of the swamp.
Okay. So it's open
Maybe
to air.
Maybe there's a boat.
Okay, I believe this leads outside. This might actually take us to the shack that we were looking for. Because that was to the northwest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Open the door.
All right.
I also really want to get out of this room.
Listen, I just want to see if this goes to a house. I'm going to look.
There we go. Okay, it's going to be a 1d8 per burst.
I'm just going to go take a look. Does this head to the west?
You know, I have two healings. No, before you go, I don't want you. I really don't want you running away before we have at least some sort of semblance of a healthy party. We can't go forward.
I'm just looking out the door.
I understand, but
I'm close enough. Just cast.
Okay, we'll deal. So that's just going to be. I'm going to use a second action on that, which means I get a D8 plus 8. So, rolling that on Eosif, you get 15 points.
Ew.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay. And then for Billiam. Oops. Sorry, I'm typing wrong.
Wait, who does this apply to?
No, Solas.
Okay.
You get a plus 12. Okay. Wish I had reversed those.
That's okay.
But I have those, and now I'm completely out of healing, just so you guys know.
All right.
Nice.
I guess I'll pop my last medkit.
I have other skills, but my healing's done, aside from waiting an hour to work on anybody.
Not bad.
Okay.
Eight.
Yosef, as you step outside, you see off to your west what looks to be a ruined pier with a boat moored to it.
Oh my god.
And a boathouse with the southern wall destroyed. But what
Bill was right
seems much more interesting to you is you can see smoke rising. Just faint wisps of it from a dying fire just inside of the boathouse. And with that, we'll see you next week.
Oh, I want to know what's in there. I hope there's like six more maggots, and they're all ready to scrap a billion.
I'm hoping to get one of those, a couple more of those bugs.
I think it's level 2 that's in there.
Yeah, no, level 2 is definitely in there.
Hey, Micah, would you like to curse our audience on the way out?
No, go ahead, Micah. No, just, you know what? You have not been able to do it.
Take the floor.
Just because I almost died in that session, I don't want to press my luck. I love all you people. Yes, the one person who's actually listening.
Roll for Intent uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Roll for Intent is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit Paizo.com. Characters and original storylines are the property of Roll for Intent. Music for this podcast provided by Dark Fantasy RPG Studio, Michael Gilfey, Kevin McLeod, and Tabletop Audio. Visit our website at RollForIntent.com. Any questions or suggestions, email us at mailroom@RollForIntent.com.